Today is Epiphany of the Lord Sunday. This special day commemorates the visit of the Magi, also known as the wise men, to the Christ child. Generally and historically, this visit is known as Adoration of the Magi. Yes, Epiphany is a celebration of the manifestation of Christ to the whole world, especially to the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles? Everyone who is not Jew. So we are all Gentiles, unless you are Jew, right? Remember, the wise men from the East were coming to Jesus. They were not Jews, they were Gentiles. That's why Epiphany is so important to all of us. Joy to the world, not just to Israel alone, but to the whole world. Our Savior is born to everyone in the whole world. The wise men, who also known as the Magi, who represented the whole world, were coming to bow down and worship the child Jesus, bringing with them their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Over the centuries, various painters, artists have portrayed this visit. But one of the most famous ones is Leonardo da Vinci's Adoration of the Magi. The artist had been commissioned in 1481 to paint this 8-by-9-foot work for the main altar of the monastery of San Donato, Scopeto, near Florence. In Italian, it's a Firenze. Leonardo da Vinci was at the time 29 years old, and he worked on it for quite a while, doing some initial groundwork stage, but then he had to move to Milan and left it behind, never to work on it again. Eventually, the assignment was given to another artist who provided the requested painting to the monastery in 1496. After a process of a 6-year restoration recently, Leonardo da Vinci's unfinished work still exists and is on display in the Uffizi Gallery in Florence. Though uncompleted, it is recognized in the art world as one of his most important works. Even though Leonardo da Vinci's work was not complete, the real adoration of the Magi had been complete, and the Magi's journey was complete. Adoration of the Magi, the grand journey of the wise men. It was a lifetime journey of their faith. Maybe just as the incomplete work of Leonardo da Vinci's Adoration of the Magi can be a reminder of our faith journey as we are entering into the new year, especially on this Epiphany Sunday. But for us and for the wise men, the journey doesn't end there. Our whole life is a journey, a continuous pilgrimage, growing in our faith, learning more, loving more, deepening our spirituality and our knowledge and understanding of God. So, this morning, let me share with you briefly 3 lessons we can learn from the wise men's journey of faith. Number 1, it is a journey of risk. The wise men's journey was a risky one because they had to face with many dangers, threats, and hardships. However, they went on to their journey. Our life is a risky one indeed. We have started living in the new year 2019. There is no safety or comfort guaranteed in any life. Every time we are given a brand new year, we hope and pray that it would be a new year of hope and excitement. Yet, at the same time, we also have fears and anxieties, for our life journey is always unpredictable and uncertain. However, in order to play safe, if you don't take a chance, you would not be able to live a real life. My new journey began when I immigrated into the U.S. at the age of 22. Wow, I was one time 22, 1983 at that time, right after serving in the military service in Korea. Even though I was not sure at that time what kind of a future I would be facing here in a new land with a new opportunity, I had faith in God who would strengthen me always and anywhere. While I was studying at a community college, I had to work to support myself, obviously, so I was working part-time in a mini-mart in Hacienda Heights at that time. I still remember there was this video machine in the store, all right, even though I never played, and because I was working, right? And like this one, Pac-Man, yeah, or I don't know, maybe this, something like this. Could be Space Invader or something else. On the game machine, there was this sign. It says, play at your own risk. No refunds. You put a quarter into the machine to play a game, but even though the machine is not working, and obviously you lose the quarter, and it's your risk, and you cannot ask for a refund. Everything you do, everything you initiate, everything you act has a risk. If you fear for a risk of losing, you would not be able to do anything. The former professor, hockey player, and the star, Wayne Gretzky, once said, you miss 100% of the shots you never take. This can apply to your life. Someone said, quote, if you have never been scared or embarrassed or hurt, it means you never take any chances, unquote. Risk-taking faith is very important in our lives, including our missions and ministries. Nothing can be accomplished if not taking any risk and do nothing. There is an old saying that predicts there are three kinds of people in every organization. Number one, undertakers. They bury or kill everything, especially every new idea. Number two, caretakers. They maintain status quo. They don't want any change at all. Number three, risk takers. They reach out to new and innovative ideas, not being afraid of failure. Yes, it would be a journey of risk if we are sincerely and faithfully following Christ without fearing any risk. Number two, it is a journey of worship. When the wise men embarked on their journey, it was one of their most precious worship experiences. They took their journey very seriously and wholly. Verse 10 says, when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. Verse 11, on entering the house, They saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They prepared for the gifts of full of symbolism. When they arrived at the house of the child Christ, they offered the gold for a king, frankincense for worship, and myrrh, a fragrant perfume to anoint, embalm, and preserve the dead, signifying his death and resurrection. These gifts were offered to Jesus as they bowed down in awe and wonder. For us too, the journey of faith is a journey of worship, a journey on which we give of ourselves to God daily, bowing down in awe and wonder and adoration. The main part of our Christian life is to worship. We exist to worship God through loving and serving people. Number three, it is a journey of change. Finally, the journey of the wise men brought change and transformation. After visiting Jesus, offering their gifts and their worship, they traveled back home by another route. Verse 12, and having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Meeting with Jesus completely changed them, transformed them. That's a feature of an encounter with God. God changes things and God changes people. Remember, Jacob from the Old Testament wrestled with God, the angel of the Lord, of course, at Peniel and was never be the same again. Isaiah stepped into the presence of God and said, "Woe is me, I am undone, a man of unclean lips." He was never the same again. Job questioned God over and over again about his suffering. When God speaks to Job, he becomes speechless. Full of awe and wonder, Job's words failed him. He met God and was changed. That's what happens when we walk in the presence of God. We are changed. We can be changed again for God's glory. When wise people, women and men, encounter Jesus, they are changed and things become different. As we are worshiping God this morning, are we being changed, being transformed, being refreshed, and being made anew? I hope and pray that you are. May God touch your heart with the Holy Spirit. May God grant your new hopes, new dreams, with his ever presence and ever faithfulness. My brothers and sisters in Christ, the wise men journeyed in faith. They took a risk. They journeyed to worship, and they returned a different path because their journey had led to a meeting with Jesus, which transformed them. As we are following the Christ star, as we are meeting the Christ child, as we are on our life journey in faith, may we too be transformed by that meeting and be renewed and refreshed again this year and beyond. Happy New Year.